Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday, officials from the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 1100 block of Angel Heights Drive, Fortuna. Officers detained 24-year-old Zachary Michael Anaya. They located five individual one-pound bags of processed marijuana bud. Reportedly, an indoor marijuana growing operation in the attached garage had been recently harvested. Ecstasy and steroids were allegedly in the residence. Officers located $4,600 in cash that was seized for possible asset forfeiture. Anaya was arrested for possession of marijuana for sale, being armed in commission of a felony, possession of ecstasy and steroids, and for maintaining a residence for the distribution of a controlled substance. Anaya was transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility in Eureka. Erickson's bail was set at $125,000. While at the residence, officers noticed a possible electrical fire hazard associated with the indoor marijuana grow. A sheriff's deputy and a CHP officer responded to the Willow Creek Motel Wednesday night on reports of an assault with a deadly weapon. The victim told officers that she had asked 44-year-old Gary Travell to please be quiet while he was standing in the parking lot, intoxicated, holding a yellow hammer, and screaming obscenities. Witnesses say Travell then hit the victim several times with the hammer. Travell told the deputy he had been struck first, but witnesses contradicted his story. Travell was arrested, booked into county jail on an assault with a deadly weapon and a probation violation charge. Arcata City Manager gets ready for the new year. Reporter Dan Squire with the story.
When the calendar pages flip over next Tuesday and we enter the new year, new laws passed at the local, state, and federal level will take effect. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza, the former police chief, and a man quite familiar with the marijuana industry in his city and the county, commented on the recent decriminalization laws passed in Washington and Colorado and how they will have to face the might of the federal government when it comes to marijuana.
The Obama administration is more conservative or assertive on enforcing the Controlled Substance Act than the George W. Bush administration has been. So the U.S. attorneys in the states that have had some marijuana decriminalization, I won't say legalized because it's decriminalized, because it's still illegal in California to possess marijuana and cultivate it, in case anyone wants to know, but it's been decriminalized. But the U.S. attorneys in those states have found that it's just becoming so abused and so over the top that's why they have been taking action as they have.
In addition to bucking federal and state laws, local growers face increased pressure for the environmental damage done to local watersheds and ecosystems with illegal grow sites.
It's just money and greed. This has nothing to do with sick people needing medicine. It's money and greed and some major pollution, you know, when you look out into the on public lands.
The new year will also see the implementation of Arcata's Measure I, which will penalize residences that use extraordinary amounts of electricity, a law aimed at grow houses.
Thank you, Dan. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The Greater Trinidad Chamber of Commerce is in need of volunteers for the annual Trinidad to Clam Beach Run honoring the founder Fort Hess. This annual event is to host over 2,000 runners from near and far, and an annual favorite for runners and walkers alike. The monies help provide scholarship funding for local teens who have attended school in the Trinidad and Big Lagoon areas to help with the ease of expenses for college. Looking for volunteers or businesses who would like to provide a volunteer team and participate in this one-of-a-kind event. Another checkpoint in Fortuna today, as the FPD will be on the lookout for anyone driving under the influence. Police say the research is on their side, as it shows DUI crashes drop an average of 20% when well-publicized checkpoints are conducted. Drivers that are detected driving impaired can expect jail, license suspension, as well as higher cost insurance and fees that altogether can exceed $10,000. The checkpoint will be between the hours of 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. in an undisclosed location somewhere within Fortuna. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.